There are a lot of unanswered questions about coronavirus and the next school year. Will there be a second wave in the fall? And what about the safety of students and teachers? Right now, Steamboat Springs Superintendent Brad Meeks says the budget is on his mind.
It's right around $1.7 million is what we have to either, you know, cut or use reserves for.
The district also did a survey that shows 5% of parents don't feel comfortable sending their kids back to school. So that number might end up even higher if enrollment drops.
What we're trying to do in the district is, you know, what are the resources that we have available to, I guess, minimize the damage to our, you know, to the classroom.
Steamboat is proposing to spend about $500,000 of its reserves to spare some cuts. But with the deficit so high, their rainy day fund can only go so far.
We've come up with about $1.2 million worth of reductions. And basically, you know, those are, you know, either positions that we didn't fill or we hired people back as long-term subs.
Colorado's constitution requires a balanced budget. Money to fund K through 12 schools and higher ed takes up a third of the state's general fund. So more often than not, it's one of the first things to get cut. The Federal CARES Act will help soften the blow after Governor Polis sent more than $500 million of it to K through 12 schools. But coronavirus aside, these money woes are hitting at a particularly worrisome time.
We're still digging out of the hole that was created in the recession 2008-2009.
Michelle Murphy leads Colorado's Rural Schools Alliance.
We're only halfway back.
She's referring to the last time schools had to endure such deep cuts.
And so great concern about what this is going to look like going forward. Rural districts couldn't withstand. They're leaner than their larger district counterparts. There's less fat to trim, so to speak.
State lawmakers did pass bills to try and fill some of the gaps. Voters will decide in November whether to increase taxes on cigarettes and nicotine products to generate tens of millions of dollars for rural school districts. But while grateful, Murphy says it's not nearly enough.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts. We really need a sustained revenue stream.
And while districts like Steamboat are dipping into their reserves to avoid more drastic cuts right now, Murphy worries the worst has yet to come.
A clear sense that next year is going to be, you know, I'm going to use the word disaster, but real crisis.
Why is that? Why next year?
Because they're not going to have the $510 million in federal stimulus dollars.
And education advocates are worried that districts who are already running on lean budgets would be even more devastated with future cuts than they were in the Great Recession.
We have more than half the school districts in the state are on a four-day week.
Amy Baca Oler leads the Colorado Education Association.
We have students who don't have access to adequate mental health support. We have students who are sitting in class sizes that are much too large. We have one of the largest educator shortages we've seen. So adding to that already devastating picture is just, it doesn't look good.
Back in Steamboat Springs, there's another budget item that Superintendent Brad Meeks is having to deal with. They have to invest the federal aid money in new technology and personal protective equipment to deal with the pandemic at the expense of saving teaching jobs.
So overall in our district, we're going to see about 15 and a half FTE reduction. That's the, you know, the lion's share, you know, of that 1.2 million. So the way we understand the CARES Act, I can't take part of that 1.2 million and go back in and save or reinstate those lost positions.
Which leaves the future uncertain for Steamboat and 180 other districts around the state as they contemplate budgets and how they will handle classes in the fall. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.